Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.org, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Kim Durham, and she'll be joining us in just a moment, but first we have a few quick updates. On March 14th at 2 p.m., we have our Visionary Explorers Group. The Visionary Explorers Group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, after-death communications, and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about these phenomena and are committed to exploring their roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about some of their experiences and areas of interest and curiosity. This is not a grief support, counseling, or therapy group. The Visionary Explorers Group is a joint project of the Forever Family Foundation and the CAMLAC Center. To be eligible, attendees must be a member of the Forever Family Foundation. The group meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And for more information, please email Kim Saavedra at visions@camlac.com. And that's spelled K-A-M-L-A-K. Then on July 24th to July 26th, we have our summer grief retreat in Connecticut. It was featured in the Netflix series Surviving Death, and it's a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat is being held in an intimate center with a bucolic setting and features a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open the mind to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat has limited attendance, and small breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. I will be at this particular grief retreat, so if anyone wanted to come meet me, if you listen to the show, I will be there that weekend, along with a few other very, very good mediums. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to the show. I'm going to introduce our guest tonight. Our guest is Kim Durham, and she is a second-generation psychic medium who possesses the unique ability to see, hear, and feel connections to those who have crossed over. Her warm, witty, and candid personality has people from all over the physical and spiritual world reaching out to her. When she's not doing private readings or captivating those at larger events, she can be found working with law enforcement agencies across the country. Kim utilizes her unique skill set to assist investigators by helping locate missing persons, describing crime scenes, and aiding in the recovery of lost or stolen assets. Kim's extraordinary abilities have been featured internationally in numerous print and media outlets. And without further ado, hi, Kim. Welcome to the show.
Well, hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
I have to say, that was, you nailed it. Everything that you had to talk about, that was a lot.
I've been hosting for a couple of years, so I've had practice.
It shows. It absolutely shows. I thank you for this opportunity. I'm thrilled to be on your show.
We're very happy to have you. So, Kim, when did you get certified? Because you were certified recently, right?
Yes. Last year, in 2025.
Last year. Okay, awesome. So you're kind of new to the foundation. Welcome.
I am a newbie. Yeah, that's true.
A warm welcome. Thank you. How did you get started with your mediumship journey? How did you find it?
I was blessed to have a mom who had this business. So she built a home office in Woodbury Heights, started in 1974. Who was doing that besides the women on the boardwalk?
Not a lot of people.
And there she would see clients She traveled over 12 countries and worked on over 240 murder or missing persons cases. She was part of what's called the VDOC Society here in Philadelphia. They meet at the Union Hall, and they would you would pitch class you would pitch cases to people who had experience, like FBI retired FBI blood splatter specialist, without getting all gory. And my mom was one of the first mediums that they consulted on working on cold cases.
Oh,
Yeah,
wow. That's
so
amazing.
I grew up thinking like all moms could talk to dead people. I say that like I didn't know any different. I really didn't. So she saw the
Awesome.
ability in me at a young age. I think I was around four, and I started to describe an energy that popped up into my room upstairs, which was above her office. And my mom knew exactly who I was talking about. So it was like that aha moment for her, going, "Oh,
Right.
my
Oh,
daughter."
another one.
Yeah, exactly. And my dad had the aha moment when I was about nine, and I was in the car with him, because psychically I'll see things before they happen in time. And the first thing I saw a dog run out in front of the car, and I screamed. He stopped the car. There was no dog. Half an hour later, the dog ran out, and he said, "Oh Christ, I think I got Tootie in the house," or something like that. So yeah. So both my parents experienced something a little bit different when I was younger.
Oh, that's awesome. So you grew up with it. You know, I have a very not a little similar. My family, I have no other, well, I have mediums in my family now, but growing up, I'm Italian, so I'm Sicilian, Napolitano. So everybody's super witchy and, you know, the evil eye, and they're seeing grandma on this. But so I grew up around it. So I know what that's like to kind of grow up in a witchy household. And then
Yeah, there you go.
when you go to school, you're like, wait, you guys don't know
It's very
that?
funny you bring that up, because at the age, I think it was 9 or 10, Joe, and I'll never forget this young boy. I was walking home, and he goes, "Your mom's a witch." And
She is.
I was so hurt. I was like, "Wait, my mom's a witch." So we had to have a whole talk about,
A
what
whole
mom
talk
was. And
about it,
yeah, the
right?
whole talk. And I tease, my mother's was 100% Irish, me mutter, but a Lucetta is that why I talk with my hands, and why I did very well in sign language. So the Italian's the other side.
That's so funny. But yeah, so that's amazing. I always find it very interesting when I talk to mediums who have other mediums and people with psychic abilities in their family, because I have a funny suspicion it runs
Well,
on
Duke
certain sides of the
University has
family.
done, has done extensive studies on the pineal gland, and sees a familiar sign, usually on the maternal side.
Oh, interesting. Okay. You know, I in your case, that makes perfect sense. I get it from both sides. I'm surrounded. I had no
Well, look,
chance.
you have no choice but to do
I
this
had
work.
yeah, I
You
had
have no choice.
no choice, but I'm not mad about it. We get to help
No.
people, right?
Right. It's an
That's
unusual profession. I tease. Didn't anybody else check the box of what you wanted, psychic medium, when you grew up? Like, was
right.
it,
That
and they all
was
look at
not
me
it.
going, "Yeah, not so much."
That was not the plan. I went to music school, so that was not the one. But I'm not mad about it.
No.
We love it. So Kim, you said you are in New Jersey, right?
I am. I'm well, south from you.
Yes.
I'm in Collingswood, New Jersey, which is a lovely little hamlet outside of Philadelphia. I can see the skyline from our
Oh.
from this fabulous little Cooper River Park.
Very
So
nice.
I'm lucky enough that my clients are, will take the train over from the airport, or a train down from the New England area, or planes, trains, and automobiles are
Right, to come
centrally
see it.
located. Yeah.
Oh, good. That's what I was. You must be psychic because you read my mind. My next
Stop it.
question.
Stop it.
I was going to ask if you saw people in person or was it only over, Zoom and the phone?
It depends. I mean, I do both Zoom, because I'm blessed. I have clients all over the world, so I do a lot of Zoom sessions. I do see a smaller amount of people in the audience. I have a audience in the
In the office.
in the office. It because of me working on so many cold cases, and I'm about to film a television show
Oh, awesome.
about me working on,
Congrats.
thank you, cold case murders. So I've kind of tapered off to give some room for the filming part of that.
I get that. Yeah. I just started seeing people in person too again, and I'm very limited in the amount that I can.
There's, And it's tough because
It's a lot.
everybody wants to see you yesterday. And
Right,
although
exactly.
my daughter is training with John Holland, who was one
Oh,
of
I know
my
John.
mentors, I
Nice
love him to
guy.
pieces. She
Yeah.
started with Janet Nahavik's tapes and his.
Oh, I
And
love Janet. Yeah, I
oh
love
my God.
Janet.
Oh, were you
Did
ever up there at
No,
the.
but I worked
Oh,
with Janet through the foundation. Did you know Janet?
I did.
Oh, I love Janet. For those
Oh.
listening who don't know, Janet was an incredible medium, and she
Incredible.
unfortunately passed away. And she was a member of, well, not a member. She was a medium with Forever Family, and
Yeah.
she was so
Oof.
good. Oh my
Oof. A
God.
former Catholic nun who
Yes.
embraced her gift. And
Yeah.
she had a she still has the facility, the Journey Within in Pompton Lakes, where people from all over the world would study. And a lot of the people from the Netflix special, I took classes with. Colin Bates,
Oh,
Mavis
nice.
Patilla, Tony Stockwell, I love.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of all. I never met them all. Janet was the
Yeah.
only one that I met because we worked a couple of grief retreats together.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was great. I miss Janet. She was really,
Oh,
really nice. She's a good
yes.
person and a great, great medium. Cannot say enough.
Oh, phew.
But
Yeah.
awesome. Well, I want to ask more about the cold cases, but we don't have time. So maybe next
But
time you're on the
maybe
show,
next time. There you
we'll
go.
talk about it. Or everyone can tune into the TV show.
There you go.
That's even better. Go watch Kim on TV, and we could all find out. Good. Okay, well, awesome. So, Kim, before we get to the phone lines, is the best place to listen to me? I'm asking you the wrong question. I got ahead of myself.
Try again.
Are there any events you have coming up? Anything like that you want to tell everybody about
I
before
love
we get to the
that.
phone lines?
So KimDurham.com, that's KYMDurham, like Durham, North Carolina, .com, and go under my event page. I have coming up on March 1st, a pediatric cancer fundraiser. It's going to be in Toms River, New Jersey. It's
Yes.
Live Like a Unicorn. And so they're doing raffles and door prizes and tricky trays. I'm coming out and chatting with your angels, and it's a wonderful cause for that. I'm also going to be down in Orlando, Florida, March 12th, doing an event down in downtown Orlando, and then from there, I think headed back here to New Jersey to do an event in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, at the DoubleTree.
Oh, nice. All right. So you got a bunch of stuff coming up. So everyone take a look at Kim's website,
Or
kimdurham.com.
I'm just going to put out a plug for Mediumship Moments, my podcast, where I talk about all realms of spirituality. And right now I'm doing a mini series called Mediumship and Murder, where I talk about cases I've worked on. I bring in FBI dog trackers, a medium that works on cases, a family member who's unfortunately been touched by the tragedy, and a TV reporter who has reported and written books about it. So
Oh,
Mediumship Moments on Spotify or Apple's or however you listen.
amazing.
Yeah.
I'm definitely gonna listen because
I appreciate that.
I'm in a paranormal show. I filmed it a while ago and it just aired
Well,
in December.
I
And it's
will
all about,
would love to hear that.
investigating murders and
Yeah, because
lots of stuff. So I'm gonna listen.
yeah, I talk about the paranormal investigations I do. I'm second generation with that. I have a picture of my mom ghost busting back in
Oh, I love
1974.
that. Yeah,
So,
because we went to some hairy, some really
whew.
not such great places, and I don't know a lot of other mediums who have, so I'm very excited to listen to your podcast.
Appreciate that. Thank you for the plug, Joe.
Awesome. Of course, of course. Okay, so for those of you who are just tuning in, our guest tonight is certified medium Kim Durham, and if you want to check out Kim's website, it is Kim KYM Durham DurhamDurham.com. Okay, so before we take our first caller, if we take your call on air, I'll call out to you by your first name and you can let us know if you would like to have a connection with spirit. And Kim will do a mini reading for you, or if you have a question for us instead, we are always happy to take your questions. Okay, Kim, you ready?
Fire away.
Awesome. All right, first up, we have Jean from Florida. Hi, Jean.
Hi. Hi,
How are
Jean.
you?
Hi, how are you? Fine, I'm fine.
Doing
How are you?
Well, thanks. Jean, did you have a question for us or did you want to make a connection with spirit?
I wanted to make a connection, please. Okay.
Awesome. Kim, you're up.
Yeah. Jean, do you spell your name with two N's and an E?
Yes, that's how it is on my birth certificate. Yeah,
Okay,
Jeannie.
because I wrote that just because I could see that and see you coming through. I want to talk about a man connected with you who's crossed. I want to talk about a husband figure.
Yes.
Now, I want to talk, Gene. I just have to say, do you know who Harry Carey is? He was a guy out in Chicago that would sing Take Me Out to the Ballpark.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Did your husband have really big glasses?
Glasses? No, he didn't wear glasses.
I have a male, a husband coming forward who's showing me, like, I have really big glasses. I didn't wear, they're black. He keeps showing me, did you just get new glasses?
Well, a while ago, but not
Mm.
within the last
There's
year.
something he keeps talking about the eyes, or something that talks about vision. Now, when they come forward to talk to me, they tap into my nursing side. Okay, I'm not a doctor. I don't give
Okay.
medical advice, but they'll bring up something physical to say I'm with you. Okay,
Yes.
he keeps talking about the eyes and the okay. And did he at one time have blonde hair or lighter hair or something about the
Yes.
hair? You understand that?
Yes.
Okay,
Yes.
because he's showing up and he's like, he's just being really funny with me. So I see the blonde hair. Hi, handsome. Now he wants to talk about the lanai off the back of the house. Do you understand this space?
Oh my gosh.
Do
Yes.
you still have his chair in the corner, or did you just move it?
Out on the lanai or in the house?
I don't know. He's talking about a chair and he had a recliner and he's telling me you just moved it.
Well, I had it a while ago. I don't have it now because I just moved, but I don't have it anymore. But
Okay,
I
so you
did.
did move and you don't have the chair. I appreciate that. But he's bringing forth these things to say, hey, I'm still with you. And whose birthday's coming up here, connected around the 14th?
Of March.
I don't know. When they give me a number, it's usually connected to some way in a birthday, a holiday, like an anniversary,
I
or a
have an
crossing date.
anniversary.
That's your
I have an
anniversary?
anniversary.
Yeah, okay. So he just.
The second of March.
Oh, the 2nd of March.
Yeah, the
Interesting.
second of March.
Yeah, all I can tell you, well, okay, I'll take the happy anniversary, but the number 1-4 means something. I don't, but he keeps bringing up 1-4 to me. So either that's a birthday, a holiday, or something. It could be a crossing date, but he keeps saying my love, my love, my love. Okay,
Thank
so
you. Yes.
tell my love hello. was there an issue? See, when they make me cough, was there an issue with his throat and or breathing? With his, with his,
Not when
with
he
it.
died, no.
Okay, who's having the issue with the throat, or someone connected to you who crossed, either who had a trach or an issue with the breathing? A female,
A
mother figure.
female.
Yes.
Yeah, it could have been my mom. She was in
Okay.
a coma from cancer. Yeah.
Okay, I just get something
Yes.
over the throat and not being able to breathe. And I don't know if she was intubated, but she just made me. You got like three people trying to grab the microphone. So if I bounce back and forth, I just have to honor that. Also, did you have like a small wiener dog or a dog with floppy ears and longer?
No.
Did your husband have one or your mom?
No.
No.
No,
Okay.
we no no dogs.
There's something about a small little.
Although,
Yep.
yes, although let me just tell you, he appeared to me after he died, and I was driving up the street, and he had a little dog with long
Yes.
ears
Yes.
standing next to him on a leash.
Yes.
I couldn't believe I
Yes.
was seeing him.
Yes. So that's your husband's way of showing me this and saying, that was me. That was me. That was me.
Okay.
Because he keeps saying to me, that was me walking the dog. Talk, tell her that was
Yes.
the wiener dog.
Yes.
Okay. And
Yeah.
he's a delightful man, and I say this lovingly, like the way that he communicates with me is so loving and very specific. Was he an engineer or something very, very, very on point in work or in his career?
Yeah, he was a police officer.
That's why he said that's funny. Nurses and police officers, like we swoop and scoop, like we take care of each other. Usually they show me a Sam Brown belt, and it's interesting. He never made it to detective or never wanted to.
No, he didn't. He retired at his
Before.
20 years.
Okay. So what, and usually some days I'm better with names than other. Where's the Bill or B sounding name?
The Bill or the who?
The B sounding name.
The
B.
V sounding name.
B as in
Yeah,
Bob,
V.
Bill.
B is in Bob. Oh, B. Okay. I don't know. There was a Bill. He had a cousin Bill and an uncle Bill.
Okay, he kept throwing those. What's your husband's name?
John.
Hi, John. Hello, John. John would be the third John I had today, so I didn't trust him. But he kept throwing bees at me. John is so happy to talk to you. Keep chatting with him because he hears you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Much love.
Thank you, Jean. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Kim, you're so fun.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm enjoying myself over here.
Well, good. You should,
well, well, I'm keeping time.
That's
yeah, I
it.
Should. You're right. I'm keeping time and enjoying myself. Okay, next up we have Chris from North Carolina. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Hello,
good,
hello. Good.
So, Chris, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
If you could do a connection with Spirit, that would be great.
Awesome. We could do that. All right, Kim.
Asheville mean anything to you? Or are you out west?
Sorry?
Are you in North Carolina?
Not west, no.
Okay. It's just I keep seeing you in a car going west. Like taking the show on the road. Did you just come back from a trip?
I think in December, November, we had a trip.
Okay. No, there's something else. All I can tell you, okay. They just made me go west. And I have family in North Carolina, Raleigh. Shout out to Hillsborough. But yeah. And all of a sudden we had to pack the car up and go west. And I'm like, fine. In fact, that's what I rode, Asheville or west. And I'm like, okay. I just want to talk about
us. I said I will be going out west, like to Vegas in.
Okay. Okay. Your loved ones are okay. Good. Well, yay for you for taking that trip. Have fun. But I gotta tell you, there's something that comes up. There's a female coming forward. Have you lost a contemporary, like a sister or sister-in-law connected to you?
No, I have not.
This female keeps coming through to me. Okay. And
well, I did lose a friend that I guess, not sister, but yeah, a friend.
Sometimes they show me sister, like a sister, close, that kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, like, Thelma and Louise, when they come through like that to me.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And your first name is still?
Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Okay. Now, this friend who comes forward like a sister to me, did you work in academia or anything to do with education? Or did she?
It was more like in pharmaceutical stuff.
Interesting, but not research or academia, because she kept showing me, usually they'll show me the meniscus or they'll go RD. Was there any? Okay. And is the name with Jules, Julie, Jay mean anything connected to her?
Jules,
Julianne.
Not off the top of my head.
Jill.
Yeah, not off the top of my head.
Okay, she keeps making me write a J. Okay. I get this female. I get her to be about 5'7". Some people would say that's tall. I come from Giants, so I'm not quite sure. But she keeps showing me, and you worked together in that field. But was she your supervisor and you took over her territory?
No, I don't work in that field, although I work medical, but not the same.
Okay.
Same
Do you
field.
Work in the same territory or area as her as well?
We used to live in the same area.
That's what she's trying to get me to.
Area.
Okay. She's trying to get me to talk about that because she's got a map and she keeps circling and I have to talk about this area and the closeness connected. Now, would you understand something over the lung or the left side of her body?
Yeah. Well, okay. She died of cancer, so yeah.
I'd like to be as specific as possible. Here's something funny. Do you understand, because this way she's coming through to me, was there something about dating a brother or dating somebody within the same family? Like, did you date a best friend or did you marry someone you both knew?
No, but I mean, we hung around a lot of the same people, kind of thing.
Huh. Okay. All righty. Because she keeps bringing up the name Jimmy, another J.
Oh my God, that's my brother.
And he's crossed.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes.
So what she's trying to do is get
Wow.
me to
Yes.
talk about your brother, and she's doing this
Okay.
family, family, family. And so, and she keeps like she's the first one to get on the microphone. She's chatting. Much love to you, Chris. Much love. Miss you, miss you. And then she's like, okay. She said about I know him, I know him. And then she brings Jimmy forward. Hi, handsome. He's
Just 30
from.
seconds left.
So we all grew up in the same city.
Thank you. So please know, And do you have the creek in the back of the house or the water? Or grew up with water behind the
I
house?
do. Yeah.
Okay, Jimmy's hanging out there. So picture him off the dock with just like a stick, a pole, and out there. He just tells me I love to hang out by the water. And
Got it.
I don't know if you're feeding the ducks, but I keep doing it because he's getting a kick out of it.
I hang out a lot by the deck, the dock, yeah.
So please know that when you sit there, he sits with you as well. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much. I do
Oh,
appreciate
you're more
that.
than welcome.
Thanks for calling, Chris. Have a
Thank
good night.
you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Thanks. I'm not kidding. Crushing it. I love it.
Oh, you're
All
sweet.
right, ready for the next one?
Sure.
All right. Next up, we have Annette from Arizona. Hi, Annette.
Hi.
How are
Hello.
you?
Hi, I'm
Annette.
doing well. How are you guys?
I'm
Good,
good.
good.
I'm looking to get back out to Arizona, up to Carefree. I have a friend, Tina Escudo, who has does classes and things like that. I met her working with John, studying with John and
Oh,
Janet
how funny is that?
so many years
Oh,
ago.
wow.
And she wants me to go out and teach a class on forensic mediumship.
Oh,
So
nice.
yeah, that'll be fun. So Annette,
Nice.
what were you looking for? A connection or a question?
A connection, please.
Okay, hold on. I just have to say, I can feel how people cross. Did you have somebody cross from something over the head? Like, usually for me here, it's stroke or a brain cancer. Usually this is trauma, suicide, and aneurysms back here, but it's got me a little off. You have a male who crossed something over the head?
Not a male.
It's a female. Okay, and she had was this trauma or brain cancer? Because
Well, it would be trauma.
okay, because there's something that's unusual either about this crossing or the trauma to the head. Because does that make any sense to you? I just okay, hold on. So, does she have an unusual name, like a name that could be unisex?
No.
So there's not a nickname or something that could be either or. Okay, that's fine.
No.
Okay. Yeah, she keeps coming. This is just interesting what she's showing me. Now I know in Arizona there's a lot of rocks and people like to climb rocks and go up high. Is there something on a mountain in honor of her?
Yes.
Okay, because she's got me climbing up a rock. And on a mountain. Do you understand this?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. And is it on the, okay. Do you have to get out of the Jeep and then climb up to get to either the cross or the statue that's up there?
You have to climb. Yeah, you do have to climb to get to it, but
Okay. Okay.
it's
That's
in an
fine.
area where you can park. Yes.
It's just something she keeps telling me. You know, not everybody can get here. Like, you got to put some
Yeah.
effort into getting here. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Okay.
And it is a cross. by the way.
It is a cross. Thank you, because she made me go like this and send her the cross. So I'm on a mountain. I'm in Arizona. I have the cross. She tells me that's a monument to her. Who's Kelly, or the K sounding name? K or C? K or C?
There's a C name. But...
And it's not attached to her? Because she put it in the heart.
It would be attached to her, yes.
Okay. So there's heart to that person. Is this a sibling connected to her?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. One, two. This is interesting because the way she comes across to me, is this a child connected to you or connected through another female?
It's connected to me.
Okay. Because the way she's coming through to me, boy, she an old soul. Like right away, it was more, does that make any sense to you? Like right away, she had to tell me where everything was and how everything is. I don't know if she's very methodical in her work, but she just comes across very like that to me. Uh-huh. Much love. Yes. Okay. Yes. One, two, hold on. And your mom, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, mom, she wants you to talk about the record player and the music that you play on the record player. Do you understand?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have her album collection, or do you have something that has wings, like Paul McCartney and the Wings, or a song about the Wings?
I'll have to check her, some of her albums that she gave me, but
okay.
I'll look for that.
Okay. There's something, I don't want to say it's Aerosmith. I play guitar badly. And so she's showing me an album. I do. Yeah, no. Friday, tomorrow at 9 o'clock, if you want to listen to something bad. Show me again. And is her birthday connected to your birthday, the same month?
No.
Ooh. She's got two calendars here with two birthdates. So she keeps talking about this. Her birthday is indicative of someone else's birthday or a birthday connected to her?
Yeah.
Is that dad or is her brother?
No, it wouldn't be dad.
Okay. She keeps bringing up something about another male and another birth date and another connection there. So I may be off on how I'm interpreting it. And do you have her?
Today is her grandfather's birthday.
That's it. Okay. That's because she keeps saying happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. And she keeps acknowledging that. Your dad's crossed as well, her grandfather?
No.
Huh. Is he the pilot?
Yes. Not the one having the birthday, but
okay.
But yes.
Wish him happy birthday for me is what I'm getting from your daughter. And who's the pilot, or who goes up in the hot air balloons? Did you just go in one?
No.
Uh-huh. It's something about taking a trip on the hot air balloon, Mom. Do it.
Okay.
That's what I keep hearing. She's very adventurous, am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, just go, give it a shot. Don't be so, I don't want to say closed-minded, but like you got to keep having adventures, Mom. You got to keep having adventures.
Yeah.
And do you have her face on a mug?
No.
What is it about the mug you drink out of?
I sometimes drink out of her mug.
Yes. So she acknowledges that and knows that. So please know that. She keeps saying, I love you, I love you. Is she your first and only daughter?
No.
Okay, well, I'm still your favorite. And you have to tell her sister that, because that's what she's saying to me.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. She's a little egocentric, but very much loving, very confident in the way that she comes across. And who else? Mom, did you break your wrist recently, or who had the left arm or left arm injury?
Her sibling.
Okay.
But not recently.
Yeah. After she crossed, love?
No, before.
Okay, whoever that was, tell them to be careful. She's showing me tripping again and a re-injuring of an injury to that arm, okay? I love you. I come to you in my dreams. Keep talking to her and keep baking the cupcakes.
Okay.
That's what she showed me.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Annette.
Thank you, Annette.
No, thank you. This meant a lot. Thank you so much, both of you. I hope you both have a nice day.
Oh, of course.
Thank you for calling.
All right, take care. Awesome. All right, Kim, ready for the next? We're getting We're speeding through them tonight. I love it. Okay, next up we have Kathy from California. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
How are you both?
We're doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. So, Kathy,
that I can make a connection with Spirit, please.
Awesome. You certainly can.
Okay. So, Kathy, is it a K?
It's with a C.
Huh. Did somebody misspell your name recently on some kind of document?
They always do. Yeah,
okay.
They always do.
Okay. Because I'm getting, and remember, they talked to me in sign language, and I had somebody, okay, hold on. I actually have two males coming through. Two males. Okay.
Okay.
And I want to, okay, mm-hmm. Hold on. And would you understand a male crossed with you who had a beard? Remember, they always come back when they thought they looked damn good, like in their early 30s. So to me, what is it about Hemingway? Because I'm being shown that, or wearing a beard.
It could be my brother-in-law.
Okay. Okay. And that would
he
be
had
your
a beard.
Okay. So that's a male coming through. He showed me a beard. He's kind of laughing because he made me like cross it out and then say, oh, and then he showed me legal, which is documents for the problem with that. Okay. So, okay.
Okay.
Now, who crossed unexpectedly heart attack connected to you, male? Was that how he crossed?
No. He crossed from sleep apnea.
It is, okay. Okay. Which was quick and unexpected, and while he was sleeping.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What he showed me is I was here and then I was gone. And yeah. I feel like he was like early 60s. Am I correct? Like 57, like, was he 63? Anyway.
No, he was younger.
Was he? Okay.
He was in his 50s.
Okay. He showed me 57 and he stopped me. So I don't know if he's that old when he crossed or now, but he keeps bringing that back. Okay.
Could have been 57, yeah.
That's okay. He's just showing me that. Okay. Now, is there a Chuck, a Charles, or a sounding name connected to you?
No.
I don't know if it's him, but I keep getting Charles, Chuck, or Butch would be that too. But I keep getting a CH sounding name. Okay, hold on, handsome. Okay. Yeah, he looks like Hemingway. It's the best thing I can tell you. Now, over connection here. Hold on. You're Kathy. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Who's Anne connected to you? Anna? Anne?
An aunt.
That would be mom's side?
My dad's side.
Oh, geez. You have so many guys around you. No offense, but I get him coming through. Somebody else on the maternal side. Okay. And would you understand anything about driving in a convertible with a husband or a partner?
No.
Going up the PCH?
No.
Okay. I'm in a convertible. It's British green. It's got saddle interior. And I'm driving along the coast.
Oh.
I don't know why they're showing me this. I don't know if that's your brother-in-law that connected here. And who had the larger dogs? Like, I don't want to say Marmaduke, but kind of like bigger. Yep.
Larger dog. That would, the dog's gone now.
Yep. I should.
Passed.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It was my ex-husband, his brother.
Yes. The same one I'm talking to. The same one that's driving the convertible with a big dog hanging out of it. I never know who's on the spiritual plane, but just know that he looks over you. And all I can tell you is that the way this energy comes through, it's like, I always liked you. Even though my brother was an idiot, I always liked you. Okay. So I just kind of have to acknowledge that energy. Because he's just very sweet the way he comes through, okay? But he's got this big...
Yeah, he always was.
Right? He's got this big dog. They're driving in a convertible down the PCH. And he's like, hey, Kathy, hey! You know? So just a lot of love from him. And just know that he takes a peek and steps in once in a while to look after you.
that's nice. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you, Kathy.
Awesome. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank
Have
you
a good night.
Thank you.
Of course. Thanks for
thank
calling.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Awesome. All right. Next up, we have Alejandra from Florida. Hi, Alejandra.
Hi, how are you?
Hello,
well,
Alejandra.
Thanks.
How are you?
Alejandra, okay. Good. Did you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question for us?
Connection with spirit.
Okay, great.
Okay. Oi. You have two people. Oh, Jesus, what is it? Did everyone call their angels and go, okay, listen, get on the phone. Now, I want to talk about a grandmother connected to you and two houses on the same plot. Two houses, smaller houses, tile roofs.
Okay.
And an M-A-R sounding name connected to the female, smaller, about 5'3". She showed me gray hair and braids. So when I get this, it's usually somebody like this could be a grandmother figure. Who is, do you understand this female I'm connected with?
Not somebody with braids. But I, the roof.
Okay.
I do have a grandmother that passed.
Okay, so I get a grandmother figure. She's showing me that to denote grandmother and age, okay? So it's just my way. If they show me gray hair, longer, it's just I lived in sign language. It would be this, would be old. So she's just trying to get me there. So I feel like she may have lived a longer life. But were there two houses or did she live side by side by family?
No.
There's something about this because there's something about two houses or two family members. And there's also a father figure, a father connected with you, crossed, smaller man or smaller man next to her. I just get a male who crossed younger, did not have a full life, did not have a full life.
That's
okay. Okay. Hold on. Is your father also crossed her son? Stick with me.
I think what you're saying, Mar, M-A-R, it's my ex's mother that passed away. Her name is Marilyn.
Marilyn, okay.
And that's okay. My son's grandmother from, and she did have gray hair.
Yes.
She did pass. But that's, yeah. Marilyn is his grandmother that passed away about 3 years ago, and my son passed recently.
Okay. Then I get your son coming through, the younger male. I did not have a full life.
Yeah.
And then I have Marilyn as well. You understand that? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you understand your son having a part, like, hold on, handsome. Okay. Is there some, I just want to say, did you flip your son's name or call him? Like he keeps showing me two birth certificates. So when I get that, that's usually a switching of a name. Or did he not go by his first name? He went by another name.
He went by Chad, but his name was Chadwick. But the
okay.
thing is that when he passed, I never added his father on the birth certificate. So we
and
were
you
fighting
did.
About that.
And okay,
and I haven't.
Okay, so he's showing me the birth certificates and knowing that there's conflict with it. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Chad. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then he went with a shortened name, but not his full name. Okay. Hello, handsome.
Yes.
Okay. I got to tell you, Mom, his hair is on point.
Yes.
I don't know if he was fastidious about getting haircuts. Do you understand that?
Yes, he was.
He
was very little.
Okay, when he went to
going and then he started liking, like now he got the reason why I would always try to get him to get a nice haircut.
Okay, because he wants to say, like, he's all shaped up and cleaned up for you. He keeps showing me purple, Mom. And I know a lot of people, I wore this because I live like a unicorn. I did a live thing for them today. And purple is part of the live like a unicorn. But he keeps throwing purple at you. Was it your favorite color or his? Or do you have something of his that's purple? I just have to tell you, he keeps showing me purple.
I have a picture of him, a big picture, and there's some purple in it. It's very bright purple.
I love that is what I'm getting. Okay. And do you wear his medal? His medal?
No, I don't.
There's something about...
There's something about... Yeah. He had some jewelry, and his dad is hanging on to it, doesn't want to give it to me.
Okay. All I can tell you is that the way Chad's bringing this forward is there's two pieces. I feel it's a necklace and then something attached, whether that's a ring or something that could be worn freely with the necklace. He'd like you to have one piece. He said to me, you all want to hold on to me or hold something of me. But mommy, I'm always here. Mommy, I'm always here is what he says to me. Do you understand the 28th of a month, the end of the month, 27th, 28th, he's got me at the end of the month.
That's when it happened.
Yes. So he brings me to that. Okay. And do you understand him taking responsibility for his crossing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay. So he's just saying my actions led to me crossing. It's nobody's fault. Yes. Nobody could have stopped it. Nobody could have kept me here. Do you understand that? He wants you to let go of the guilt, both your father, his father and his mother. Let it go. You loved me in different ways. You loved me wonderfully, but I was not to stay. Okay. And do you light the candle in the vestibule on the left-hand side when you walk in the door?
Yes.
Thank you. So he brings that forward. He's aware of you lighting that candle. He's aware of the prayers and everything that you say to him. And do you have a really small yappy dog here on the physical plane? Sorry.
It's a big dog. That's his dog, yeah.
That's his dog. Big.
Yeah.
It's something about the way it barks he makes fun of. Like, I don't know. Does that make any sense to you? I don't know. It's just the way
he does love this dog.
Okay. There's just the way Chad comes across. It's like, yeah, it's not machismo enough. It's not like he's got a, instead of a, you know, like he's making fun about the way the dog barks. Okay. I love you. I love you. And when you watch the movies and you curl up on the leather couch in front of the white cabinets where the TV is, I sit with you and I watch movies. Do you understand that?
I understand that. Yeah.
Okay. So he is with you. He looks over you. Send my love to my siblings, to my father. Stop fighting over things. That doesn't mean you keep me here. And it doesn't mean he who has the most of me wins. Daddy's being selfish. Tell him I love him, but give up one piece of jewelry. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for letting me talk with your son.
Thank you, Alejandra. Thanks for calling. All right. Take care. Bye. All right, Kim, we have time for probably one more. You ready?
Fire away.
Okay. Awesome. Next up is Holly from Oregon. Hi, Holly.
Oh. Hi, Disney.
Hi. Hi, Oregon. Hi, Holly.
Hi.
Hi. Holly, did you want to make a connection or did you have a question for us?
I would love to make a connection if anybody wants
okay.
to connect.
Okay. I start to draw things because they'll show me pictures in my head. And
okay.
Do you have a small one floor house that sits up a little higher and that was added onto?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you have water behind the house?
Ooh, I have fountains, yes.
Okay, I don't know if it's a pond or something, but I'm being shown that. Does that make sense?
I have water fountains.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay. Hold on. You have a few people coming through. Does the name Susan mean anything? Or an S?
Not
S.
No, not a S. No S.
Okay. I almost felt like Superman, actually. I had to say that. But I kept getting an S, an S, an S. Okay, show me again. Okay. Okay. There's a male coming forward, and I also have a female. Okay. But I felt like the female crossed younger. Yes. Younger. Okay. Hold on.
Yes.
Okay. Show me again. Whoosh. Okay. Would you understand? Okay. Do you have a daughter who's crossed?
No.
She's female, younger. She keeps making me like, and she shows me a hat with like a hat you would wear. She's very, how do I put this? Like very, centered, earthbound, like, and I don't mean earthbound, but like, she's got a flannel shirt on. She has a scoop neck, like Henley. She makes me talk about her hair that would stick out underneath the hat. And she shows me images that she's younger. Like, and again, they always show up when they thought they looked their best. So I feel like this woman was around 40 when she crossed.
No, I don't know. I have several siblings that have passed.
Okay.
Not that young. Yeah, not that young.
Hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, love. I know you want to say no, no, no. If this is a sister connected to you, did one of your sisters live with you for a short period of time or live in that region?
Yes.
Okay, she's got me there. And do you have a rocking chair or do you do some kind of sewing or knitting in the living room?
Yes, I'm a sewer, yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I have a sister coming through who's, and do you have her hat or any clothing connected to her? It's a sister.
I have clothing.
Yes. Okay. Shirts. Uh-huh. Pardon me?
Flannel shirts.
Yep. Look at that. So that's her way of saying flannel, sewing, get me there. Do you did she have a daughter?
No, she had no children.
There's something about someone connected to her like a daughter. Like a daughter. And she keeps bringing this up to me. Did you give something away of your sisters, the one I'm connecting with, who lived in that region? And she keeps saying like a daughter. Like, and I felt like it was Shelly or Sharon or it's an S sounding name. Hold on to that. She puts it in a heart. I'm just going to say what I feel and what I'm being shown. So I have your sister coming through. What is her name? The one that lived in your area that you had the flannel shirt.
Okay, that's Lori.
Hi, Lori. did she do anything with crafts or woodworking?
No. No.
Oh, I love that you're saying that. Are you doing anything at the house right now connected with wood or construction?
No. I have an addition built and she was here during that time. She lived here.
That's fine. That's what she's trying to get me to talk about. So this is evidential medium. Yes. She keeps showing me things connected to her that are true. Okay. Please know that she's still hanging out with you. Okay. Loves that house.
Yeah.
I mean, truly, truly loves that house. It's picturesque. She's talking about, though, the dead tree that fell on the property recently.
Ooh, no.
Off to the right-hand side of the property. I'm in the front, hear me out, please. I'm in the front of the house to the right-hand side. Something about a dead tree or a tree falling very close to your property line. She wants you to be careful when you go down the steps or down the ridge by that area. Do you understand? Okay.
Okay. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay. Much love to you from your sister, Lori, who continues to hang out and sew with you. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much for calling, Holly.
Bless you. Okay, thank you. Thanks, Kim.
Bye-bye. You're more than welcome.
Bye-bye. Good night. All right, well, we are just about out of time, but I would like to thank our guest, Kim Durham, for joining us this evening. And Kim, if our listeners would like more information about your work or if they want to schedule a private reading with you, is the best way to go about that on your website?
Sure. You can, fill out the contact form, kimdurham.com, on any of the social media platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, all of them. Kim Dorm Medium, look me up. Thanks, Joe, for tonight. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. You were fabulous, my friend. You did great.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right. Awesome. Well, I would like to thank Kim again, and I'd like to thank all of our listeners for being here with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing, and we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining this evening. As always, I'm your host, Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out more of my work, you can visit me on my website at joeperetta.com. That's two R's, one T. Oh, thank you. Or on Instagram or YouTube at Joe Peretta. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a great evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.